Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When we ended the show last night, you guys, we were talking about closed captioning and how we all, as we age, gravitate toward it in a way that I never, if you'd said to me 20 years ago, you're going to love closed captioning, I'd be like, okay. And now I can't live without it. And last night, I'm telling you, I hit the closed captioning jackpot. Because we talked about this before. When there are noises on screen, I want a job where I'm the person
describing it
that gets to come up with the adjectives that they use to describe the noise. Like, and horror movies or thrillers are the best.
It'll say things like
tingly,
emotional music,
emotional rising music,
goats bleeding,
right?
Not bleeding, bleating.
So last night, you know, I love the nature shows with David. Is it Atterbury?
I have no idea.
He's of the British kind.
Attenborough?
Yeah. He has the most calming voice. And so at night, I turn on his nature shows. And, you know, every once in a while, when the tense, dramatic music comes on, the closed captioning will alert you that an animal's about to cross over the Rainbow Bridge. But for the most part, it's very uplifting, very calming. And I look up last night, and they're talking about the seals. And at some point, the baby seals, they got to go out into the water. But there's killer whales out there,
mm-hmm.
right? And they don't play. And the... seals are laying there. There's like a penguin in the background. And the closed captioning reads, barking softly, making fart-like sounds.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is the best closed captioning because the seals kind of do sound like, they kind of have this like fart-like flatulence to their noise making. Barking softly, making fart-like sounds.
That's awesome. I'm only reading the story because we have a lot of retired and active military in the audience.
Yeah.
The current administration, it was announced yesterday, is returning the names of southern bases back to what they originally were. So, for example—
So where were you born now?
I was—well, Fort Benning's already been renamed Fort Benning again.
Okay.
And Fort Bragg, where the president was yesterday, has also been renamed Fort Bragg.
Got it.
What they did, what the Defense Department did, was they went back and found other soldiers— who did heroic things with those same last names.
Oh, okay, I like that.
So Fort Benning is now named after, I believe, a World War II soldier.
Then you don't have to change all the letterhead.
Right. But anyway, so they're all going back to their original names. With Fort Robert E. Lee, I mean, they're kind of screwed on that one. They're stuck with that. I don't know that there was another soldier named Robert E. Lee. But Fort Hood is going to become Fort Hood again. Fort Pickett, Fort Gordon, Fort Rucker, Fort Hill, Fort Robert E. Lee. They're all going back to their original names. South Korea's military has shut down loudspeakers broadcasting anti-North Korea propaganda along the Korean border, marking the new government's first concrete step toward easing tensions between the war-divided rivals. That war, by the way, has never ended. The South resumed the loudspeaker broadcasts in June of last year following a years-long pause in retaliation for North Korea flying trash-laden balloons over the border in a psychological warfare campaign. Remember that? North Korea would fill balloons with trash and then fly them over the border. They would pop, and of course, the trash would go over South Korea. It's very mature.
I mean, of all the things you could do in war.
Yeah.
South
Korea's defense ministry said on Wednesday, today, that the move was part of efforts to, quote, restore trust in Korean relations and promote peace on the Korean Peninsula. Okay. Did you know you worked for Starlight doing their voice work?
Love Starlight.
Did you know they're trying to get an overhead canopy put on it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was an enormous capital campaign. I think it started last year and still is going on if you'd like to donate.
Huh.
Because for several reasons. Sometimes it rains, we know that. And the heat... Like, I think they do a really great job, but, like, some of the best shows that you see out there, you know.
Yeah.
July. I'm going in August to go see Teddy Swims. And they're redoing it.
I believe it will be over the stage and like the front two sections of seats.
Yeah. It's good. I think that is just one of the best. We have such great live music here. I'm going to a Grinders show. I told you Charles Wesley Godwin is coming to Grinders.
When? Wait, don't say it. Wait.
I'm not going to say. I don't want anyone to know because I want my kids all want tickets.
Well, you just said that the person's coming.
Oh, don't say I love
when.
It.
Don't say when. They'll never be able to Google it.
Can you please play All Again? Yeah. I'm telling you guys, Charles Wesley Godwin.
I want to check it for language.
Sir. No. It's totally fine.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. He's talking about putting on that blue dress. And it is so good. Huh. He used to open, might still open, for Zach Bryan all the time. And my son has seen that show several times and says it's the greatest show because you get Charles Wesley Godwin.
If you enjoy your Starlight experience tonight,
you
please invite your friends and family to join.
That's enough.
When you go to Starlight, do you enjoy listening to yourself?
Yeah,
do you know where the concessions are?
Yeah, when I'm in the bathroom, I can tell myself where to go find the concessions.
Starlight has a wide range of food and drinks to satisfy your cravings.
Why is that even still in the system?
Because we didn't
concession stands and portable units across the theater.
Okay.
Portable units.
All right.
Portable concessions?
Charles
units.
Wesley Godwin is coming to Starlight September 27th.
That's cool.
Do you love Starlight?
That's cool. I do love Starlight.
I
would like to hear the rest of what you
I
have
hate
to
you.
Say.
No, we do not need to hear the rest
I
of that.
I think and the answer is yes, I do love Starlight, but why would you care?
Do you love Starlight?
Yes.
Find the perfect memento of your Starlight experience at our Ovation gift shop.
All right, I'll tell you this.
Ooh, the Ovation gift shop.
All kidding aside, here's the problem with Charles Wesley Godwin. It is September 27th. It is K-State Family Weekend.
Ooh, who do you love more? Charlie Godwin?
One of my best friend's daughters is getting married.
I don't think you're going to that show.
Did you say All Again?
And I'll do it all again.
Yeah, I won't be playing that one.
Why?
It's got a bad word in it.
It has the same word that E.T. has in it.
Oh, wow. Hmm. It's all very good. Look up Seneca Creek. You can look up anyone. They're so good.
All right. Okay. After we talk with Eric Zahn, this will be coming up at 5:30.
We have an update.
There's a new trend among college kids. That is catching. No, it's a good trend.
Okay, good.
Potentially. Well, it depends on how you look at it. College kids are starting to get rid of their smartphones.
Oh.
Yep.
How do we know where they are?
How do we know where are?
Can't track this.
The children.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're in college, so they're adults. Maybe they don't want to be tracked.
Hmm.
Guess what they're going to for phone communication?
Are they going to the flip phone?
They are.
I was at work on Sunday, and I saw two different people come up to the register. I heard the phone ring, a very old school, threw me right back into the early 2000s, and out of their pocket came a flip phone. And they were younger people.
I still have my original flip phone. I still have it.
All right, we're going to go to break a little bit early. Huge breaking news today. A man charged in the murder of well-known North End sports writer in a road rage incident that we brought you extensively back over the winter months. Charges have been filed. Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zahn will join us straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So it is a case that we first brought you in January, and it has gone without arrest for the last 6 months. No longer. Not after today. Story here from Channel 41. A man is charged with second-degree murder and other felonies for the January 10th, 2025 shooting death of well-known Northland sports writer Dennis Sharkey Jr. Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, who will join us in just a minute, announced the charges today against Ruslan Husanov, in the Sharkey murder. Husanov, in addition to the murder charge, is also charged in Platte County Court with two counts of armed criminal action and unlawful use of a weapon. He is being held without bond. Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, good friend of the program, joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Zond, hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. It's always good to be with you.
Good to talk to you. I wish it was under better circumstances, but Eric, I'm going to be honest. I thought this was one case that would never be solved. This is a huge development today.
You know, it's really a great credit to the tireless work of the Platte County Sheriff's Office, piecing together cell phone data and surveillance footage and ultimately arresting a man serving a search warrant at his house that located what we allege to be the weapon that was used in the shooting. I just can't say enough about the dogged determination of investigators who refused to give up on this case that you're right. At the beginning, looked like it was going to be very, very difficult to solve.
So I want to remind everyone, this happened in the winter, so it was around 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. So it would have been dark out, but very busy on the roadways. We know from what is publicly available that a 911 call from two witnesses did help investigators determine what happened on that busy stretch of highway. Up to this point, it's just been called road rage. Can you expand, Eric, just based on what you know from publicly available court documents, what the witnesses say they saw?
So what they saw was two cars, what we allege to be the suspect vehicle in the front, and then Dennis Sharkey's vehicle behind him, come to a complete stop in the far right lane of I-29 between Berry Road and Northwest 72nd Street. In fact, this couple's car also had to come to a stop. And as they pulled around the car, they saw a man get out of the lead car, a dark sedan, and do what they believe they heard, a gunshot, as they were driving away. Now, as we later learned, that gunshot did, in fact, strike Mr. Sharkey, killing him, and his car wound up at the bottom of an embankment up against a fence that divides I-29 from Northwest Prairie View Road.
The story from Channel
really just a tragic event.
Yeah,
truly. The story from Channel 41, and if this is in the public record, I'm assuming you might be able to say something about it. If it's not, then just tell me to mind my own business and be quiet. But the story from 41 says that there was a test conducted on the handgun that was found at Husinov's home and that it matched the one used to kill Mr. Sharkey. Can you comment on that?
That is true. The probable cause statement sets that out, saying that the bullet recovered from Mr. Sharkey's body and the shell casing located at the scene of the crime were identified and verified after test fires of that pistol recovered from the defendant's bedroom. Now, again, I should always point out these are merely allegations and the defendant is presumed innocent unless until proven guilty.
Okay, so Eric, I think question number one, are we ever going to know what really happened? And then let me just expand on that. These cars were pulled over and stopped in the third lane of traffic on 29. I had always envisioned this like somehow going down on the shoulder and we don't know what was going on, but the cars both stopped. We don't know why. This was in the third lane of traffic.
That's correct. The eyewitnesses who were immediately behind this had to stop themselves in the traffic lane. So obviously this has all the hallmarks of a road rage incident. We may or may not end up knowing for sure what happened. But it is a reminder, regardless of what led to this exact incident, it's a reminder to please keep your emotions under control while you're behind the wheel. Your life is not worth ending over somebody's bad driving.
Have you spoken to the family, Eric, and can you share some of their thoughts about this?
We have spoken with the family. In fact, they were with me today prior to the news conference and appeared with me at the news conference that we had. Obviously, they continue to be just at a terrible loss because Dennis was such a good man. And this, as his mom said, has in many ways wrecked her life. But our hope is that to do what we can to get justice in this case, we bring some peace to Dennis's family and friends.
When's the next court hearing, if there hasn't been one already today? And if convicted, what's the penalty?
Yeah, so the defendant will be arraigned tomorrow in Platte County Associate Circuit Court. If convicted of the second-degree murder charge or the unlawful use of a weapon charge, the maximum sentence on both of those Class A felonies is life in prison.
You said life. You cut out life in prison?
Life in prison.
Okay.
Life in prison.
And Eric, I'm assuming you're not at liberty to tell us what broke the case for you guys?
Well, again, it was really a combination of really good police work where a detective with the Platte County Cyber Crimes Unit spent hours upon hours upon hours analyzing cell phone data that we recovered through the use of search warrants and found a vehicle that was traveling southbound at the same time that we knew Dennis Sharkey's vehicle was traveling southbound, because we also had data from his cell phone. And that vehicle appeared to essentially stop for 62 seconds. It was on I-29 in a space of just 900 meters. So that led investigators to believe that the defendant's phone was in that vehicle that appeared essentially to stop on I-29 at the time of the shooting. It's really good police work.
That's fascinating. Eric, you know, I'm glad that this case is pointing towards some sort of resolution, and thank you for joining us and sharing some of that today.
Always good to be with you guys.
It's a pleasure. Eric, thank you again. Be well.
Yep, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
You realize what he's saying?
Yeah.
That the phone that was in the car
stopped for 62 seconds.
Phone wasn't moving for 62 seconds. It was moving. Was going highway speeds.
And it was southbound on I-29.
Southbound, just going, doop, 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 doop. We all know what Life 360 looks like. Moving, 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 moving. Not moving for 62 seconds.
Huh.
Enjoy wearing orange.
It is incredible. If needed, the information authorities can get from a little rectangular black device that you carry with you almost everywhere you go.
We often joke, you don't think you're being tracked.
Well, you're
and in this case, it helped solve a crime.
Well, but you're not being tracked in the sense that, you know, there's not, I don't have any fear that there's somebody over at the Mission PD going, yep, Scott's
there's Scott
work.
Sitting there inside.
Oh, he's looking
been in the
at
bathroom
life.
For 4.5 minutes. You having some trouble in there?
Looks like a 9-week boom boom.
You know, but
you might want to go to the doctor.
But if there is a crime committed and they can't get a suspect, they can digitally comb a certain area.
Yep.
And say, all right, Dennis Sharkey's phone stopped moving.
Mm-hmm.
Who else's phone stopped moving?
Which one of these things is like the other?
That is incredible.
It really is.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Story here from the USA Today. There was no way around it. Charlie Fisher was addicted to his smartphone. He scrolled on TikTok and Instagram first thing in the morning, picked it up to answer text messages between classes, and relied on it as a crutch in social settings. It was a, quote, never-ending pattern, according to Charlie Fisher. If you told him a few years ago that he wouldn't be living with a smartphone, he would have been shocked. But the 20-year-old says life is better because of it, because he got rid of it. He's part of a movement of college-age students who are trading in their smartphones for what's now considered trendy hardware, a flip phone.
Crazy.
A flip phone. He is not alone. Nearly half of teens say they're online constantly, according to data last year from the Pew Research Center. And 48% of teenagers say that social media has a negative effect on kids their age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is no doubt about that.
Yeah. Fisher says he bought a $20 Nokia flip phone at Walmart. His monthly plan costs him $6. For a year, he waffled between his smartphone and the flip phone until he finally pulled the trigger and ditched the smartphone in March. Another guy, Sean Killingsworth, 22, he got a flip phone his sophomore year in high school. Whenever a new friend asked for his Snapchat, the conversation would quickly come to an awkward halt after he explained that he had a flip phone. Huh.
I'm what do jealous. You think?
Well, I love it. I think younger people do need to get off their phones. I am addicted to Facebook Reels in commercial breaks.
Yeah, but that's all.
Yeah.
And no more than that.
And so I went.
Spoken like a true addict. lying about the consumption.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I did go on a very long walk yesterday, and I intentionally left my phone at home.
Okay, I went on a long walk. Stop, not long. I went on a walk this morning.
Now, be careful. Don't say you did it without your phone, because I talked to you when you were on that walk.
And you called me, and I picked up the call. And you made me laugh, and I was out over by the lake. I was surrounded by birds and...
And here I come interrupting your serenity.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what does he want? And then we laughed, and he talked to me on my walk, Sam.
Yeah.
I will from time to time not take the phone if we're out in nature, but I also like to have it because if I see birds, I like to take photos of them.
See, I like to leave my phone behind when I go pick up items off of Facebook Marketplace and make my girlfriend think I'm dead.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Your favorite activity.
You were wrong.
I have made a point now that we have more space than a tiny apartment to leave my phone on the charger and just go about my evening.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten better. I'm still not great at it, but I've gotten better.
So here's the deal, because T and I don't get to see each other a lot. She leaves early in the morning, and I get home at 6:30 at night. When I walk in the house, I put my phone near the coffee maker, and I leave it there.
I know you do, because there have been times, in a general sense, that I have texted you certain things of import, and you don't reply, and I know you're not replying, not because you're ignoring me, but because that phone is not...
It's not near me.
So let me ask you this. In an emergency, if like one of the daughters called you, you would hear it ring.
I would hear it, but it's in another room.
Yeah.
If you called me because you text me at odd hours... No, you don't do that anymore. So
well, I go to bed earlier now.
I may take you off silenced.
Ooh.
You're the only person in my phone who's on silenced.
You've got 1,500 contacts.
Yep.
I'm the only one on silent.
Because you used to text me in the middle of the night and it would wake me up.
Yeah.
But now that you've gotten old or something and you're going to bed at a reasonable hour of 8:30, like normal people,
yep.
I may take you off silent.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
The other day, I was on my phone a lot. I had a lot of random phone calls going on and my phone died. And I thought to myself, thank God.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And I just left it. I didn't even plug it in.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel free.
Yep.
I'm gonna enjoy these next few hours.
Well, when we were down in Mexico, my phone never left the hotel room.
Really?
Nope.
No, I couldn't do that.
Never left the hotel room. I told the kids and my mom, and my neighbor across the street in case the house burned down, I told the four of them, if there's an emergency back at home, which I can't do anything about, call T's phone. Because she kept her phone with her down at the pool. But no, my phone never left the hotel room the entire trip.
I'm proud of you.
And it was heavenly.
That is how you truly unplug and relax.
Now, could I make the move to flip phone? No, because I do like the Life 360 component of it.
Yeah.
To know where my people are. And I do, texting on a flip phone, here's the thing about that. You forget how hard it was. Because to get the C... You had to hit the number 2 3 times.
Oh, I was a pro at T9. I could do T9 texting in my pocket in class.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Like and a spy?
Accurate. I was more accurate with T9 in my pocket than I am today with a touchscreen because I just don't.
Like on the Departed
care.
Movie?
Yes! That's what I was just saying, like you're a spy. That is one of the greatest parts of Departed when Matt Damon's character is texting
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson from his pocket, yeah. blind, yeah. on that phone.
Now, I could absolutely do it, but I would need like an iPad or something because
yeah.
when you do something in a bathroom, it's very, I have not done that without a smartphone. I don't know what I would do. I'd be bored. I got to scroll.
All right, let's take this to the audience for a second. Number one, if you're a young adult, have you made this, I was going to say flip to the flip, have you made this switch to the flip phone? I guess you can get them at Walmart for $20.
I bet you can.
And get on a $6 a month plan. Now, I could see a scenario where I got a flip phone and a $6 a month plan and only took that flip phone like on vacations or something.
For emergencies.
To receive calls in an emergency.
Your social media use would plummet because if you have to physically go find a desktop or like log onto your laptop, oh, yeah. you know what else would plummet? Email. Bye. You wouldn't reply to emails at Mm-mm. all after work hours.
I don't have my work email on my phone.
At the beginning of the year, I locked down all of my social media apps and it made me want to use them more. I unlocked them and I tried to use them less.
Mm. Wow. Somebody says, my addiction is so bad that I locked myself out of my apps and only my wife and daughter knew the password to unlock them.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know that we need to go that far.
Somebody says, I'd go back to a feature phone with the slider with the keyboard, but not a flip phone. Remember the slider one?
And you could type with your thumbs.
It was like this kind of a phone, but you slid the top off and yeah. then there was the keyboard underneath.
So you could
type a lot faster. Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Well, I'm talking to you on my flip phone.
Oh! No way!
Yes, ma'am. And I absolutely love it. And part of the reason I have it is because of my job. They are much more secure. They're very secure. And mine's a real heavy-duty one that also is used by military. And I just absolutely love it. I absolutely love it.
Now, did you go...
I have no problem texting with it.
Huh.
And I can take pictures with it, that kind of thing, but I don't do any online, no Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth, none of that.
Wait, are they really old, like, grainy, cool pictures?
No, they're not bad at
they're
all
bad?
On mine. But your screen is little. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I remember
you
know, that.
You have a little screen.
So you
can enlarge it once you open it, but it only can get so big on a little flip phone.
So this is an actual old-time flip phone. They haven't upgraded it over the years, and you got the newer version, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a nice new version.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the screen is still small.
I think it's a Kyocera, maybe, something like that. I don't know, but you can put it, it can fall in the water. It can stay in there for 6 hours and be okay. I have dropped this thing from a third floor balcony into a concrete parking lot, and it was just had a teeny little ding on it. To get it apart, it's got these brass screws that are like industrial strength. And I just love it. It's just a great little phone. And again, it's secure. It's really harder for people to get up in your phone and that kind of thing.
Wow.
Now, did they ever, since you have a new and improved flip phone, I have a couple of quick questions. Have they improved the texting ability, or is it still T9?
Yeah, it's still basically that. Yeah.
Okay. How much did your?
I mean, you got to push three times to get to your C, for example.
How much did your new flip phone cost you?
This cost $60.
Wow.
And what's your monthly plan?
Well, my monthly plan, because I include internet on it, is about not on my phone, but internet at home. Is about $100 a month.
I love it.
But and I've got a hotspot, you know, that I can travel with because for my job, sometimes I have to travel. So I can use that with my laptop phone because I don't like to get on hotel Wi-Fi.
So, did
again, because of my job.
Did you make the move to the smartphone at one point and then just got sick of it and went back to the flip?
Never had one.
Never had one.
Okay, but yeah,
I'm a baby boomer.
Chris, do people know when they text you that your reply is probably going to be short? A lot of like, LOL.
And take a week.
Or, okay.
No. I do regular texting as long as I want.
Doesn't it take you longer?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, and the one thing I like too is that it accidentally, you're not going to accidentally do stuff. You know, it's harder to accidentally do something.
Like butt dial someone?
Exactly.
Huh.
Or have other people, you know, think you're off your phone when really you're not. You know, I see people doing all these little things. But my daughter, who is a millennial, you know, just she does not understand me at all. I'm an analog person in a digital world. We'll put it that way. I mean, I do have four computers, so at home.
I'll be doing.
So, you know, it's not like I'm completely off the grid by any chance. But for my job, I kind of, you know, and I've got a nice little MacBook and, you know, a MacBook Air. Yeah. And
well, Chris, thanks for the call on your flip phone.
Sure. My pleasure.
You be well.
Love the show, by the way.
Oh,
love
thank
you guys.
Thank you. You're very kind. Now, I did not keep my flip phone all these years because I thought I might go back to it someday. Yeah. Or that it was a relic that I might be able to sell for a lot of money someday. I kept my flip phone as a threat to my children.
Oh, that's right.
That when if they did something I didn't like, I would go get the flip phone out of my dresser drawer.
Guess who gets to use the flip phone?
Say, keep it up or do that again and this becomes your new phone. And they were very well-behaved young ladies, I promise. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. A new study is out, 2,000 adults, survey, I should say, of the biggest little things that drive people nuts. The biggest little things.
The word supposedly with a B that doesn't exist?
No.
Well, okay.
What, Sam? What were you going to say?
Supposedly is a word. It's just not.
No.
It is a word.
Because the ding-dongs added it to the dictionary because so many people mispronounce it does not make it okay to say it.
So it's different from supposedly. Anyway, sorry.
Supposedly means as may be assumed, imagined, or supposed.
No. Means you don't know how to correctly pronounce supposedly.
Anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Don't you dare say that.
Number one, the number one biggest little thing that drives people nuts is 46% bumping into a nemesis in public.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Followed very closely, 44%, with a panic-inducing knock on your front door when you are not expecting guests.
Or as you call it, start army crawling.
That's correct. G.I. Joe. 43%... it's people talking when you want them to be quiet. A whopping 40% of Americans cited lagging Wi-Fi as a stressor. And 35% said unexpected phone calls will send their stress levels soaring.
Yep.
Huh.
It is such a first world problem, but the fiber jack in the house is for whatever reason in the main bedroom. Which makes no sense. Okay. And so now my PC is on Wi-Fi and it lags.
There was a story in my stack that I'm going to bring back tomorrow about a specific subset of like ADHD. And we don't have time to get into it now, but it's very real. And it's when it's called rejection sensitive dysphoria. And I kind of do want to bring this back tomorrow because it's where you get anxiety when you think, like your boss is calling and you're in trouble for something, even though you're not. Like, and Sam, you have it too. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say you and I both have it.
Oh, horribly.
Where you think you're like constantly in trouble or you've done something wrong. It is, they have studied this, Scott, and it is a subset of ADD and can be overwhelming.
Hmm.
Oh, earlier today, newer boss was like, hey, you got a second? And I was like,
see, that happens.
I just grab a box?
That happens to me a lot and I am in trouble. When that happens.
Yeah. well, maybe you shouldn't do things to get you in trouble.
It's the difference between...
See, yeah. I don't have to worry if I'm in trouble. I know I'm in trouble. Here's how Americans cope with these stressors in their life.
Drinking?
No, actually, drinking does not make the list. 58% of Americans turn to music to de-stress. 34% say they use deep breathing and meditation. And 32% go to pet cuddles.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
animals cool. Or yeah. Watching animal things.
Yes, on Facebook Reels.
So Dana has become a lover of country music, and I recently have been on a hard rock kick, which I never thought
what
I would say.
What is going on?
Yeah, I cannot imagine. Is it because you're working out, and it is easier to work out when you're listening to heavy music?
Because I have to get up at 5 a.m. and drive to my workouts now.
So what are you jamming?
So my alarm is Down With The Sickness by Disturbed, and then Spotify will just populate a playlist
mm-hmm.
after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just been a slew of songs that I don't really know the title to. I know that Chop Suey pops up quite a bit.
You getting some Shinedown and Volbeat in there?
You know it. You know it.
Nice.
It has been pretty crazy. Me driving down 435, just rocking out at
5:30. It doesn't make you road ragey?
No. Well, there's not a lot of cars at 5:30 in the morning.
Birthdays today. Joe Montana is 69. Peter Dinklage is 56.
Aww.
Hugh Laurie is 66. Donnie Van Zandt from Lynyrd Skynyrd is 73. And that's about it.
E.T. is 43.
Yeah.
You're afraid of getting the most important birthday today.
Your lovely daughter.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I have another 21-year-old. Happy birthday, my sweet girl.
Well, have fun tonight. That'll be fun. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.